Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin, right here with Marianne Snow, our co-host. Well, hello, Marianne.
It's always good to be here,
yes,
Patricia.
And Marianne comes on every month and is our social media technology guru, and she does such a great job that now she's coming on every week. And folks, what Marianne is doing is writing some notes about what our guests are saying, and you can go right to Facebook. You can go to Patricia Raskin Positive Radio or AM 790. It will be on those sites, so just go to Facebook. We have a great guest on, actually. My guest is Susan Harrow, and I met Susan a few years ago when I saw her on one of the major network television shows. She was talking about how she helps people get on the Oprah show when it was on, and how she trains them and how she works with them personally. And it was fascinating to me, and I said, I've got to connect with this woman. And I did, and she was on my show a couple years ago, and now she is back. Welcome, Susan Harrow.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I think it's such a terrific idea that you've got your social media expert on here to capture the sound bites that we're going to be talking about.
And that's exactly what we're talking about, is sound bites. Now, let's tell you about Susan Harrow. She's the owner of Harrow Communications, a media coaching and marketing firm specializing in presentation and media coaching and creating marketing strategies for Fortune 500 CEOs, internet millionaires, world-renowned speakers, best-selling authors, and successful entrepreneurs whose work has passion and heart. Her clients are frequent guests on Oprah, CBS, 60 Minutes, Good Morning America, CNN, and the list goes on and on and on. And she really offers a refreshing new way to promote yourself and your business or your book or your service or cause without selling your soul, and how to attract the right kind of publicity. But one of the things that Susan says is that if you wonder how people seem to have the Midas touch, their lives are easy and effortlessness and fun, why? She says the answer and the secret is sound bites, and that's what we're going to talk about. So welcome, Susan.
Thank you so much.
All right, so tell us about sound bites.
Well, I think that they are really the hidden secret to having a successful life, both personally and professionally. Because what that means is that you can connect deeply with who you're talking about and only talk about what your audience needs to know. Essentially, I mean, a lot of people think about sound bites as that just clever quips that people remember, but they're actually much deeper than that. At a meta level, sound bites are saying the right thing to the right person in the right tone at the right time to get what you both want.
Right. So it's not just three-word answers. Gee, I don't know. That's a good thought. I mean, that's not a sound bite.
No. A sound bite is something, it's everything from a story, a vignette, a one-liner, statistics, facts, that will have people remember what is most important to them.
All right, Susan, from all these amazing people you've worked with, give us one of your classic famous sound bites of someone you worked with that they used.
Well, one of the easiest ones, I think, to digest is from a client who said, astrology is a guide, not a god. Because I think a lot of people think about astrology as having the answers for them. So while that's a quick one-liner, I mean, those are some of the easiest things to learn, is these kind of one-liners that people will remember. But a soundbite can be a success story of a client that has had a great experience with you. And I can tell you about one of those from one of my clients from the new soundbite course that we're having, Your Signature Soundbites, How to Convey the Right Messages to Get What You Want. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Yeah, so it's something as simple as having a beginning, a middle, and an end, where a person started, what you did to help them, and where they ended. So one woman who was in my soundbite class said that when she started the class, she felt unworthy of the class, that people in the course were such high-level authors and business people that she felt intimidated. But she stayed with it because she really wanted to learn this stuff. She practiced and prepared her soundbites and then went for an interview for her ideal job.
Okay.
And that was both in person via video and audio, so very intimidating. She got the job, and then at the same time she was starting up a new business, she got her first consulting client, and she said to me, thank you for making me feel wanted and worthy. So she not only got her ideal job, her very first consulting client, but she shifted her mindset to understand that she could do this, that she proved to herself that she could do this. So she had a transformation in two ways. Number one, quantitative, something you could measure, you know, the job and the client. And number two, the inner transformation, which means she shifted her feeling and knew that she could do this and felt like
the confidence
she was able to other people.
Okay, Marianne.
So, Susan, this is fascinating because, you know, the in business, so many times things are done through stories.
Yes.
So whether you're talking about trying to convince somebody, you know, to let them on Oprah, or you're talking about actually convincing someone to do something anyplace else, there's a lot of crossover here, isn't it? This is not just about getting on a show. It's about really moving your life forward or moving an agenda forward, isn't it?
It's in every aspect. And what people in the Soundbite course are finding is that they are applying it to everything from their marriage to a meeting to getting their kids to pick up their clothes.
All right. Would you give us an example, give our listeners an example of, now that, for example, the woman that took your course and then was effective in getting a job and starting her own business. Can you give us some specific examples of soundbites that either she used or another client used?
Yeah, I actually don't know what she used for her to actually get the job, because we didn't talk about it. But I can tell you about, let me think about another client who used something that was very, very specific. And that is, let's come back to that in a second. Because
all right, well, while we're coming back to it, I have to share a story, because we'll talk about sound bites. I remember this so well, and you probably will too. This was on the Oscars probably about 4 or 5 years ago when Billy Crystal was leading the Oscars.
Yes,
do you,
I love him.
Do you remember? Do you? I don't know if you remember this, but I remember it so vividly. He was talking, they were giving an award to a silent movie star. And I don't remember who it was, but for some reason, the sound went out in the whole place. And so everything went dead. And when he came back on the air, he said, well, now, isn't this fitting? He was in the age of the silence, or the golden age of silence.
Yeah, yeah.
And the audience, I mean, it was written up. It was so brilliant. And the audience loved it. And I still remember that.
Isn't that fascinating? So those are the kinds of things that are really sticky.
Yeah, I mean, because he was saying, isn't this fitting that the sound went out when here's a star that was there when there was no sound?
Yes.
Everything was in the silent gold of golden movies.
Yes, that's really
wonderful. But isn't this, you know,
that's really wonderful. Yeah. And let me just say something that that I just did in this interview. I'm perimenopausal, so I just blanked out when you asked me my question, right? And so I said to you, because I couldn't think of an answer on the spot, I just asked you, could we come back to that in a second? And you, being such a skilled radio, you know, host.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
Of course. And noticed that, oh, Susan had a brain fade, which always happens. I mean, it happens. I mean, I'm a media coach. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen to me. It's like how you handle it and how you handle it gracefully.
Well, and also, though, I know that it may be difficult for you to pick that up immediately. I mean, you have so many clients.
Well,
you may not remember.
It's not that I don't have enough. It's I have too many.
Right.
I try to pluck out of the thought process. And that's the same for all of us. So now I do have one.
So it's it's all about the recovery then.
It's about the recovery and the transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. To transition to something that you do know. No, I didn't actually have to do that because Patricia was so fast. She picked it right up.
Thank
but
you,
if
Susan.
She wasn't so fast, I would have said, let me tell you something that I can think of right now.
Right.
You know, and I would have moved into a different idea right then and there. But I didn't even have time to do that because Patricia was too quick for me. But that's something that you can do. It's always transition to you know, and I want to teach you one phrase that you can always use. It's, I don't know about that, but what I do know is. Now, I would have modified that phrase slightly to say, I can't think of that right now, but what I can think of is.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
See, and just transition right then and there. So that's what I would have done next, had I needed to, but you were just so beautifully graceful
thank
about
you.
It.
So do you have another soundbite?
I have a soundbite.
Okay.
Now, this was this is a question. We devised the questions with a client of mine who's a photojournalist who takes, she's one of the top women, one of the only 10 women in the world who is a war or conflict photojournalist. She's about to come out with a book, it's not quite out yet, about photographs from 9/11 to the present in the Middle East. So she's a beautiful, disturbing, wild photos. And one of the questions that she wanted to deal with was, you know, what are you going to do next? And this is, I'm setting this up for you. So this is an answer that draws, that's a soundbite, but what it does is it tells the audience what she wants to do so she can bring in new business possibilities, partnerships, and experiences. And that's how I teach sound bites. It's not just a clever quip. It's like, what do you want to draw into your life and business that you want to talk about? So here it is. So she says, I've saturated my curiosity about war and death, and now want to begin documenting life, which includes photographing political figures, portraits of political players who are shaping the world as we know it, possibly doing documentary photography and films of the nexus of global social and environmental issues. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not a story, but what that does is it talks about her transition, about what she's done in the past, and what she wants to do in the future. And that's a type of soundbite.
Well, it's not just that. It also draws in listeners and people who may say, gee, I know someone, or I want to, you know, she's promoting and really reaching out when she says that.
Yes, she is.
But
she's saying what she wants
also
to do.
Acknowledging that the, you know, that what she's doing right now, she's pretty much acknowledging that it's a difficult topic, but that there are other things in the future. So it's like positioning people so they'll see her as something more than the angel of death, per se.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Right, Susan, I must ask you this question because I know you wrote a whole workbook on how you can interview to get on the Oprah Winfrey Show when Oprah was on. So here's the question. What is it that made the Oprah producers say yes to people that you coached or people that approached Oprah? What was it about them that they said, yep, we're going to put you on the show?
I think it's really threefold. Number one, the person was mediagenic, meaning that they translated well on television. And that means both visually and auditorily presence, their presence as well as what they had to say. Mm-hmm. Number two, their information related very directly to what Oprah's interests were and her audience's. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the keenest thing that women absolutely have to know that they don't know about that's really important that may be life-changing to them? Number three, they had a story to tell that was either moving emotionally or incredibly packed with information. Now, one of the things that the Oprah producers have said, and I think this goes for any show, but much more Oprah than other shows, but if you can move your audience in some way to laugh or cry, I mean, they really considered if you could make the audience cry, the show would be a success.
Interesting. So deep emotion, evoking deep emotion.
Deep emotion.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Now, here's the question. This is the trickier question. You've got two people in front of the Oprah producers that are equally good on all three fronts. Which one do they take?
Well, they take the person most appropriate to the material for the show.
Right.
So that's really key, too. And that's key in any kind of media. I think that's key in any kind of situation. Like, you might have a really, even in a job, you might have a really, when I was a consultant for Pacific Bell Directory, the Yellow Pages, SBC, AT&T, one of the things that we looked for is culture match.
Yeah.
Was this person a match for the culture? Not just did they have the job skills, but was it right for this? Was it right for culture?
And,
so it's the same for an audience.
And the reason that I keep mentioning Oprah and I haven't
mentioned
is
I
will tell you. I will tell you. And the reason I haven't mentioned CBS and CNN and the Today Show and the Good Morning America is because I think then Oprah was the gold standard of being the most difficult show to get on. I mean, if I heard anything, it's very difficult, more than most. And so that's why I have asked you about that show.
Well, I think that's really true, and it has the most impact on people's careers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people were so keen to get on, that Oprah really could transform your career overnight. There is no other show that can do that. Well, national TV is fantastic to get on. It does not have the same impact. Really, it's about the match. Like, a lot of people do aspire get on national TV, but if it's not a match for the audience, it's not that great for your business.
Absolutely. That's right. So, you know, exactly. I mean, the same guest that's on Jay Leno or David Letterman may not work as much on Oprah. So it really depends. It's not the match. Same match.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it also depends on the match for your material. So, you know, I mean, really, one of the things that I did too, like, well, I media train to the particular show as well as the particular audience, whatever it is you're doing. I mean, I also media train people to sales calls, you know, for that matter, as well as job interviews, because it's very, very specific, but the principles are all the same.
Yeah.
It's matching your information to your exact audience her ideal tribe. Oh,
absolutely. All right, we're going to tell the audience, if you'd like to call in, 437-5000 or 888-345-0790. Our guest is Susan Harrow, and she's the owner of Harrow Communications. She's in California, but does media coaching across the country by phone. That's correct, isn't it, Susan?
Yes. Oh, yeah, okay. yeah, all over the world.
Yes, and you're a marketing coach and marketing firm specializing in presentation and media coaching, and you've worked with, again, renowned speakers, best-selling authors, internet millionaires, and have worked for major television stations in terms of getting people on those programs, as well as, I'm sure, radio. And, folks, if you're interested in working with Susan or talking to her or having her speak with you for a few minutes and seeing if there's a match, Susan, how can they find you?
At PRSecrets.com. And one of the things that they'll get is my free e-zine that they can sign up for, and they get over $500 worth of information that's very valuable to them. And one of the things that they'll get is print interview secrets if they're interested in media, and a chapter out of my book, Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, really about preparing your message, because I do believe so strongly that, you know, you can do all of this great media, but if you don't have your message down and if it's not aligned with who you are, everything you do say, are, and think, from your words to your website, mm-hmm. have to be aligned before you go out and promote yourself, really anyone or to anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you log on the website, is there a place for people to write you and say they heard it on this program so you'll know?
Oh, yeah. So they can, they can absolutely send me a note.
Okay, terrific. And it's right there.
Yeah.
All right, and if you have any questions for Susan about how do you present yourself, you're going to have an interview, or you'd like to get in a major program, and you think you have a great idea, give us a call. We've got the national, international expert right here, 437-5000, 888-345-0790. How many minutes to break? We've got a couple more minutes. So,
hey, Marianne. I wanted to add one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you're so keen on Oprah and Oprah's off the air, I do want to tell
people. Oh, that
was
my question. My question is, who's the next Oprah?
I was going to ask that. I'm glad you did.
It's not who the next Oprah is. There's actually a hidden opportunity that most people never take advantage of, that they have no idea that is so potent, and that is to get into O Magazine.
Oh.
Yes. To get into O Magazine has sometimes a more profound effect.
Interesting.
Than getting on Oprah. That's right, because you're actually reaching an audience of about 18 million women who, and the magazine does not get thrown away.
Right.
So it is
it can be shared and shared.
For my piece that get into O Magazine have doubled or tripled their business overnight, literally.
So what are the keys for that? Do the same principles apply as when you were getting people on her program?
It's, yes, the same principles apply. Something has to be absolutely beautifully packaged in complete alignment, but the magazine is a little bit more, you know, focused on product than it is on service. So for product, it has to be beautifully packaged, something that women would want, unusual, gorgeous, delicious, you know, mm-hmm. all of those kinds of things. So presentation is very important, just as it is in person. And then the other part, if you're looking for a service, you know, a business, a service, an experience, it has to be something profoundly affecting women. So how you have affected your community, how you've affected, you know, out in your community, that you've had a profound effect on the people that are following you.
All right. We're going to take a break. And again, Susan, PRSecrets.com. If you want to, you know, write a column for or submit an article to Oprah or any magazine or be on a national television show, this is what Susan does. She trains people. So if you have a national book, a book that is very important for you, a product, a service that you really want to spread, spread the word. Susan knows how to do that. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little more to Susan Harrow. Again, she is the owner of Harrow Communications, a media coaching and marketing firm in California. And we'll be back with my co-host, Marianne Snow, right here on AM 790. You're listening to Positive Business, and I'm Patricia Raskin. We'll be right back. We are back. You are listening to Positive Business, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on AM 790. And I am here with Marianne Snow. And you can log on to 790business.com and hear us streamed live. You can also also give us a call. We got a couple minutes left, 437-5000, 888-345-0790. If you would like to be on a national television program, if you would like to write for a national magazine, we have the expert on who really knows how to do this and has helped many, many people get on some of the most major shows in the world. Susan Harrow is the owner of Harrow Communications. She's in the San Francisco area. She does coaching, certainly online and by phone. She's a media coach, has a marketing firm that specializes in presentation and media coaching and creating marketing strategies for world-renowned speakers, best-selling authors, and anybody who would like to be one. Marianne, you have a great question.
Yeah, so Susan, we've obviously been taking a look at your site, which is just wonderful, but I have to ask, what's up with the wild bio, you know? Being sold into slavery and as a Bedouin sheik in Israel. Now, that's a little out there. So you got to tell me the story.
Well, here's
in 2 minutes
thing.
Or less.
A long time ago, you know, when I first wrote that, it's been copied, by the way, all over the web. My wild bio is really more about my personal life because I think people are intensely interested now, not just in our professional lives, but where we came from, what we did,
yes,
and how we came to be who we are today. And that's really why I wrote that, is to pique people's interest. It's like, you know, at the bottom of a resume where you put something like my interests are, I collect crazy gourds. I love melancholy music. I was a former tennis pro. Those kinds of things spark conversation.
All right, and Susan, we're going to have to go, but tell people again. I know. It's prsecrets.com. Folks, you want to get yourself out there. And Susan, if you log on her website, she will send you her e-zine with a lot of free material that will really help you. Again, prsecrets.com. Stay on the line, Susan. And thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you so much, everybody. Enjoyed it.
Thank you.